So the first track I am releasing as part of Desert Island Discs is called A Europe-Wide Search for Love, and it's by a Scottish band called Ball Boy. And the facet of my personality that I think this illustrates is my kind of tendency, I guess, to lurch between the incredibly silly and the absolutely serious. I have this impression of myself as a child as being very serious, being quiet and intense, studious, and really, I suppose, lacking a sense of playfulness. And I think one of the things that I've learned to embrace as I've grown up is really how essential it is to be silly, to be able to laugh at oneself, definitely, to be able to laugh at the world, to just take pleasure in silly songs, silly dances, in the quirkiness of living, really. And I think Ball Boy is a great choice for this because the album that this track comes from is called A Guide for the Daylight Hours, and it's one of the few, I'd say, albums that Alex and I really love. And I don't know, there's a great sense of energy in the house when we put this music on, and there are some great and superb lyrics that are really random and very daft, like a guy lamenting the fact that he's lost his love, but hey, you know, he's found country music, so it's okay. And another guy saying, well, look, you can take me up to your room and tie me up and strip me naked and all that, but you'll soon realize sex with me is boring. And they're just fantastically just silly and daft, and they make us laugh, and but even so, they're delivered with a certain kind of earnestness. This track in particular is one of the more serious tracks from the album. It asks big questions, and in that kind of slightly rhetorical way that I know I have of asking questions, which I'm sure annoys the hell out of some people. But it's kind of that lovely balance, that kind of swing. I think it really reflects my personality. And I suppose I feel now like you can't have the serious without the silliness, actually, because all work and no play make a dull girl, and all play and no work, well, that would just drive me mad. So yeah, that Ball Boy is my choice. As far as the track goes, it's a lovely track with some string in there, and I also wanted to mention the idea of spoken word with accompanying music, because I think my musical tastes are quite eclectic and varied, but I also know that I have a really interesting relationship with sound, in that sometimes I just absolutely have to switch off. You know, I have to have total silence. I'm not somebody that needs to be orally stimulated all the time. But yeah, the idea of range, I suppose, it is important. And I really like the way that the speech is delivered of the music in this track, and I just like the sense of it. It makes my heart sing, and it makes me feel alive, and it makes me remember the important things in life and how silly they are. I hope you enjoy it.